You're listening to the audio production of The God Who Provides, 100 Bible Verses for Financial Wisdom, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Smeby. 1. I, Wisdom, traverse the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Proverbs 8, 20 and 21. The Bible speaks of both wise and foolish living, but the way of wisdom and foolishness are separate paths that wind up in dramatically different places. Foolish living is easy, but wise living calls for intentionality on our part. The Scriptures warn, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise." Ephesians 5:15 ESV. No one has ever become financially stable by foolish living, but those who love wisdom are more prone to have wealth. Proverbs 8:21. Foolish living always says yes to every whim and desire. Fools live only for today and never plan for the future. When we walk in wisdom, we develop good habits that promote financial responsibility. Wisdom teaches us to exert self-control in the present so that we can meet our goals in the future. That means telling ourselves no, or not right now, when we need to, so that we can stay on track and find greater enjoyment in meeting our long-term goals. Father, thank you for your many words on living wisely. Help me to guard against foolish living and to walk in wisdom. Please give me self-control and the ability to say no to myself when I should. 2. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Proverbs 13:11. There is a famous adage that goes something like, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work." Many people have tried to get rich by starting Ponzi schemes or luring others into scams. The Bible warns against such tactics. The book of Proverbs makes it clear that money obtained by fraud won't last, but those who do honest work will make their money grow. Chapter 13:11. People who attempt to take shortcuts in life wind up getting nowhere or even falling behind. There is no shortcut to success. Financial stability requires making good choices over a prolonged period of time. Those who attempt to acquire wealth quickly by dishonest means will end up sorely disappointed. Success in any area of life calls for total commitment and a lifestyle of working hard. People with a good work ethic who make wise choices with money find that their efforts pay off, but those who are dishonest with money will end up worse than they started. Father, please guide me as I strive to always be honest in all areas of my finances and to have an excellent work ethic. Help me to make good choices with my income. 3. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Matthew 6:34 NLT. God is faithful to provide everything we need to meet our daily challenges, but He distributes provision as we need it, and seldom in advance. Often, we worry about things that never happen. Other times, we worry about problems we will face weeks, months, or even years down the road. When we worry about the future, we are courting problems without the grace we need to confront the issue, because God hasn't provided for it yet. Jesus instructed, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Matthew 6:34 NLT. God intends for His children to walk by faith, which is developed when we face the day-to-day problems of life and don't have all the answers. 2 Corinthians 5:7. God's provision will always arrive on time, but it will seldom come early. As we learn to wait, we grow closer to God and our trust in Him increases. Father, teach me to walk by faith. As I wait for Your provision, I pray I will grow closer to You and learn to trust You more. Help me to focus on today and have faith in what the future holds. 4. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. 1 Timothy 6:10 ESV. Money is a resource that we need to manage with wisdom. Money itself is neither good nor evil, but depending on who is managing it, both good and evil can be accomplished with it. The Apostle Paul warned that loving money is the root of all kinds of evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. While it's true that money in and of itself isn't evil, some people love money more than they love God, and as a result, they wander from the faith and do evil things. When we love anything more than we love God, the object...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?